A cluster bomb is basically an air-delivered weapon. It's a big bomb full of a lot of little bombs inside of it. So it's either a bomb dropped from an aircraft fired by a missile or an artillery shell that opens up in flight above the target, and lots of these smaller bomblets, these little, like, you know, ball or battery-sized bombs rain down over a large area.
Cluster munitions and landmines have caused massive human suffering in some of the world's poorest nations. Most of the victims are civilians, and the cost of clearing contaminated land is keeping many developing countries poor. John Rodsted is an Australian photojournalist and a founding member of the Australian Coalition on Cluster Munitions.
Now, in 1992, there was the very beginning of what became known as the International Campaign to Ban Landmines, and part of that fight was images. So I made all the photos I'd been doing in those days available to them, and continued to focus largely on that subject because, quite simply, it's a justice issue.
The work of John and others resulted in an international treaty to ban cluster munitions in 2008. Australia has signed that treaty, but not yet ratified it. Now there are concerns about another forum, the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, or CCW, which meets in Geneva next week.
Now, the difference with this year is they're trying to introduce a protocol that, if it gets accepted, would undermine a lot of the provisions of the existing Cluster Munitions Treaty, which is a very good treaty, and the aim is to simply remove this weapon system once and for all. Not ration it, not rationalise it, not have it on Fridays and not on Tuesdays, but to get rid of it. The CCW would only ban cluster munitions that were manufactured pre-1980, which are already naturally being retired because they're 32-year-old, they're a way out of date weapon system.
Mm-hmm.
It would legitimise everything that was used in Iraq, Afghanistan, Kosovo, Lebanon, and a whole string of other conflicts in the last 20 years.
Australia will be going to this meeting, not having ratified the original treaty, and potentially supporting an agreement which could allow the transportation and storage of cluster weapons right here in Australia.
This is a crazy scenario because Australia doesn't have cluster bombs. We've never had cluster bombs. We have no intention of getting cluster bombs. So why are we trying to create national legislation that will allow us to have active participation in the use of them? And the elephant in the room is the United States. And they specifically will allow transit and stockpile of foreign stockpiles on Australian territory.
The question many are asking is, why would Australia do this, and who benefits?
Well, the biggest producer and stockpiler in the world is the US. They're sitting on an operational stockpile of over a billion. But also Israel, India, Pakistan, China, Russia would be your big players. People who've come under the treaty, the second biggest user in the world was the United Kingdom. As a manufacturer and user, they've been involved in lots of NATO operations. They've signed on to the treaty banning cluster munitions. They're in the process of destroying all of their stockpiles. They've done a complete backflip from saying it's a legitimate weapon system to saying it's an abhorrent weapon system, we want nothing to do with it. So if the UK can do it, which is a very active NATO partner, why is it so difficult for Australia?
Why is it so difficult for Australia to pass the legislation to ratify a treaty that it's already signed?
Well, there's been a huge amount of debate within government, within the parliament, and a lot of pressure from the non-government organisations outside saying this bill is nowhere near good enough, it needs repairing. So we know that there's division within the Labor Party over this. Mm-hmm. The Greens wish to see amendments. Most of the independents wish to see amendments. That said, Stephen Smith, the Defence Minister, is trying to push through this weak legislation because he basically wants to sign a treaty but not be bound by it.
So what outcome does John Rodsted hope for at the meeting in Geneva next week?
Hopefully no outcome. I hope there's no consensus, that it ends up doing what the UN normally does, which is never agree. And I hope that that protocol gets scrapped once and for all, and the focus comes back onto the treaty that's doing a good job of banning this weapon system and not a farce, which the CCW is.